This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Hi, it's Amy Newmark with three of my favorite life-changing episodes for you this week. These stories are going to inspire you and maybe even give you some ideas for New Year's resolutions that will actually work.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with some instant inspiration from Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today I want to talk about New Year's and how we all get pretty introspective at this time of year. And one of the themes that I see over and over again from our writers is their thoughts about their jobs and whether they should actually keep doing those jobs. So I always say that you need to follow your passion in some part of your life. So if you can't pursue your passion at work, then make sure you're following your passion in some other part of your day, even if it's just doing some kind of meaningful volunteer work once a week. And we have a lot of great stories about reevaluating your life and doing what makes you happy in a book that we published called Chicken Soup for the Soul, Reboot Your Life. And I'm going to share a couple of stories from it today. Stories from people who did change their jobs in order to pursue their passions. In the first story, Brenda Yoder tells us that she kept finding herself dreaming about retirement, even though she was only 40. Her alarm would go off at 5 in the morning, and she would lie there in bed, yearning for her golden years to start right away, which is kind of crazy because she was only 40. But she felt exhausted and trapped in her job teaching high school history. So she was also a mom with 4 kids who ranged in age from elementary school to high school. And she couldn't pay enough attention to those kids because she had to bring home papers to grade every night. And she had 180 students. So it was a huge workload. She ended up taking that work with her to sporting events, to her kids' practices, even to church events. And then after she put her kids to bed, she'd stay up grading papers and working on lesson plans and trying to be the best teacher she could be to those 180 other kids who were not her 4 children. So the funny thing is that we often get stories from people who quit their jobs because they want to become a teacher. But Brenda wanted out of being a teacher. And all she could think of was, okay, I should retire. That's my way out of the problem. It never occurred to her that instead of retiring, she could just switch jobs. But then a neighbor reached out to her and asked her to help her with a personal problem. And Brenda discovered that she really liked being a counselor and that she was good at it. And then she thought, could I actually switch careers in my 40s? With 4 kids and a husband and all my obligations. And she discussed it with her husband, and he thought that she could do it. So Brenda made a huge change in her life. She applied to be a full-time grad student in a 3-year master's degree program. It was a hard decision, but she says she knew it was the right decision when she left her admissions interview feeling a peace and a calm that she hadn't felt in years. So it wasn't easy going through that 3-year master's degree program because she had to learn all the material, plus she had to learn all the new technology that was required now that hadn't been required 25 years earlier when she was getting certified as a teacher. and she also had to pay for grad school, but she had given up her income from teaching, and her oldest child was now in college. So Brenda actually cleaned houses to make some extra income. So she gave up a lot to switch careers. Imagine giving up that stable income as a teacher to clean houses in order to pursue your dream. But Brenda never wavered. And now, at age 45, she wrote, she's a counselor, she's happy, she has more time for her hobbies, more time for her kids. She even gets to go to school events now without bringing work along. And she overheard one of her kids telling someone, my mom loves her job and is happy. And Brenda points out that when children know their parents are happy, they're happy too. In that same book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Reboot Your Life, Allie Page tells us about her own problems with her job. So she realized she had a big problem one day when she found herself checking the clock on her computer every minute to see when she could leave. She looked at it, she had 10 minutes longer. She sent an email. She looked again, 9 minutes to go. She did something else, 8 minutes to go. She found herself checking that clock over and over again until 5:30 magically came along and she could escape. Now, actually, Allie was one of the lucky ones because she had gotten this job right out of college, and she wrote this story for us a few years ago when we were still in the recession and lots of college students were finding no jobs at all when they graduated. So she was supposed to be grateful that she had a job. And this was actually a good one. It was a prestigious, well-paying internship in Washington, D.C., and there was lots of upside potential. But Allie hated it. She had studied psychology, English, and sociology in college, and she wanted to do work that allowed her to use her passions, not ignore them. So everyone told her to wait it out, that she was only 22, and she really didn't know what she wanted yet. But she did know that she didn't want this job. So she did something very brave. She resigned. And 2 weeks later, she moved back to her college town, and she found a job working with kids with special needs. And that took care of her interest in psychology and sociology. And then to take care of her other college interest, English, she began freelance writing. And now she loves what she's doing. She loves the kids. She loves the writing. And she says, money is not worth it if you hate your job. The key to happiness may very well be doing what you love. Sometimes all it takes is a spontaneous life decision to bring back your joy in order to live a truly authentic life. It becomes necessary to throw away the rule book and answer to one person and one person only, yourself. So that's great advice for all of us. You only get one life, and there's nothing wrong with doing work that is meaningful to you during that one life. And everyone around you will end up happier as well. Thank you for joining me today on the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast. Please sign up for it on iTunes or Google Play or wherever you get your podcasts. And please make my producer, Chad, happy and post a review of the podcast on iTunes. The more reviews we get, the more listeners. And I do think these stories make a difference, and I want more people to hear them. Join me next time for another New Year's resolution. This one will work for you in just 1 minute. We're going to talk about a couple of very simple ways to use your time wisely and give yourself that most elusive and most desired gift, more time in your day.